Hello.
Hey, is this Tony?
Yes.
Hey, Tony, this is Steve over here at the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Good. How you doing, Steve?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good. It's a pretty busy Tuesday, I guess. Just calling you back. I got your voicemail from yesterday.
I'm trying to remember.
Yeah, that's all right. I actually called you first. It was about a working capital, recruitment financing. You gave me a call back, left me a voicemail. You said you've dealt with a bunch of loan companies before, and same old story. So I'm just following up here and seeing.
This is what I got.
Yeah.
This is what I got for you. Okay. Just
sure.
So we can get the long and short of this, because I don't have time for bullshit. I don't have time for the games that are played with this merchant capital cash advance bullshit.
Uh huh.
Okay. I've listened to a bunch of people and got myself into a hell of a mess.
Okay.
So, I'm now in a five-position cluster of shit.
Okay.
And I was promised that they would take these loans, consolidate them, get me out of this mess, you know, but take this money first.
Mm-hmm.
I believe in everybody at face value, and I believe in a handshake is a handshake. That's not what happened. Now I'm really screwed. I got On Deck that's almost finished. I've got Knight Capital that's almost finished. I mean, almost finished. These are 5,000 or less. Yellowstone, Mantis, okay? And then now I just got stuck with Everest. And Everest told me when I did this that go ahead and get this going, and then we'll refinance the rest of these loans, get them out, and get you to one loan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Ain't happening. Everybody comes back, and what they're doing is they come back and say, no, we can't refinance, but we'll give you another $6,000. Put you in six positions.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not taking another position. I want to get rid of what I have and get down to one.
Gotcha.
Or get rid of what I have and get down to two.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want any more merchant cash advances. What I want is I want a company who's going to work with me. When I pick up the phone and say, hey, I got a $40,000 contract. I got a $200,000 contract. I need money.
Okay.
You know, I can call and say, hey, can you set me up a contract? Give me an additional $15,000 on what I already owe. Let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
Or, okay. Hey, I only need another $5,000 to bring on three employees. Can we do it?
Okay. So I'm guessing you get put like on net 45s and things like that, right?
Net 120. Net.
Oh,
net,
my God.
Net 60, you know.
Long days. Okay.
So that's my problem.
Right.
I have $50,000 in receivables coming in, but the problem is that those are due now, and then I got another $80,000 behind it that's not due for another 120 days.
Okay.
So,
okay. Well, I'm gonna be upfront with you, man. I'm not gonna give you any bullshit either.
Okay.
Let me ask you this: why are you taking out so many loans? Is it because
I was under the impression? I was under the impression when I did Mantis, when I did. After I did On Deck, this company said we'd take out a second. So they put me in a second, which was Knight Capital.
Okay, right? Like a second position loan, you mean?
Second position loan.
Okay.
Then what happened was we needed 70 grand because of what was coming up in the future, okay? So we needed 70 grand. They couldn't give me 70 grand. They could only get me 15,000. Then they stacked me with Mantis and Yellowstone back-to-back. Well, I paid off Yellowstone and Mantis, and I went back to him. He says, yeah, I can get you refinance. He couldn't get me refinance, and then he strung me out so long for 3 months that I had to take the Mantis and Yellowstone renewals in order to keep moving.
Mm-hmm.
Then that was the straw that broke the camel's back, so I got a hold of this other gentleman who said, yeah, I can get you taken care of. We're going to get you a $15,000 loan. You're going to make some payment history with us. We're going to take and reconsolidate everything. End of the month came and went. Never heard from the guy. Guy's no longer around. So now I'm stuck in a five-position loan. It's not that I'm trying to take the money because I'm desperate. I'm trying to get into one loan so that I can just get out of where I'm at and then with the money I'm saving, if I was to get into one loan and get this thing knocked down by $300-$400 for my total, payments are $800 right now. If I got it down to $400, I can hire three guys full time, 7 days a week, for the money that I'm saving.
Okay.
And that's the position I need to be in. I'm killing my guys. We're working 7 days a week.
Damn. Okay.
7 days a week, no days off. I mean, I just signed a pit bull concert last night, and my guys are like, we can't work. We can't mm-hmm. work. We can't do it. We're burnt. So now I've got to hire temporary guys to come in and pull these guys off the street to get this done.
Okay. Curious. Now, you said you total payments is $800 a month. That's for all of them?
Yes.
Okay. Let me ask you, what's your credit looking like?
The credit's in the tank. Probably 600.
Okay. And now, because I know you've worked with Capital Loans before, I'm trying to see what I can do here for you, man.
I've worked with Capital Loans before?
Yeah, no, I know you have. Yeah, I can see that. 600, again, credit score. Okay.
Yeah.
And, sorry, I'm just thinking. I'm writing some hand notes here.
See, because OnDeck and Knight Capital, those disappear at the end of October. They go away completely.
Okay.
They're paid off.
So after this month, they're done.
They're done.
Okay.
Then Mantis and Yellowstone are done in November.
Okay.
And then this $14,000 payment is done in January. So I'm completely freed up in January, but I don't want to wait till January because I want to try to show, I'm getting ready to present a $5 million contract to the city of Norwalk,
mm-hmm.
and I need to get rid of some of these HGHs. It's just a problem because it looks like I'm, to the city, it looks like I'm financially struggling to be able to pay for these jobs.
Mm-hmm. I understand where you're coming from, man. I deal with this all the time. This happens all the time with business owners, you know. The thing is that what's hurting you right now, I'm going to be honest, like I said, no bullshit here. You have five loans out right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You have five loans. Your FICO is getting all jacked up. I'm guessing that you being put on what net 120s, I'm sure you might have some, do you have negative days in your bank account?
No.
In the past 6 months, have you?
Not at all.
Okay. Do you have it? Have you had any?
I do, yes. I
okay.
have seven of them.
Okay.
Because of a credit card merchant transaction change I did in July.
Okay, so that was...
I got rid of a credit card reader and went to a different merchant group, and I had them then.
Okay. So you have seven together? I'm sure you know this because
yes.
you've been doing this so much. Okay. And that was all in July?
All in July.
Okay. What do your August and September ones look like? Do you know your bank statements?
They're good. They're healthy.
Okay. The toughest thing I'm seeing right here, man, is it's going to be hard to get you an approval or even get you exactly what you're looking for. I don't want to hurt you at all, you know? Like I said, no bullshit. Giving you a sixth loan, because what I'm thinking, the best way I can do this about you...
I don't want that.
No, I know. I don't want to do that to you either. What I'm saying is that the best option for you... I would love to work with you in the future, absolutely. And that way I can help you out in the future. Right now, with everything that you've told me, I don't think there's not a whole lot I can do for you, to be honest. My opinion for you, and this is just, you know, some feedback and, you know, trying to help you out because I want to be kind of like, you know, an advisor kind of. I would definitely get rid of OnDeck and Knight once those are done in October. Yellowstone and Mantis, you said that's done in November, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Now, those two, once OnDeck and Knight are done, what are your payments going to go down to, which is Yellowstone and Mantis?
I'm going to save $300.
$300 a month?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, is that survivable for you? Like, can you afford that without taking out another loan?
Yeah.
Okay. So what I would really recommend is, because I know all these companies. I know OnDeck. I know Knight. I know Mantis. I know Everest. I know all those guys. My recommendation is, if you can, I know OnDeck and Knight are done in October. Get those out of the way. Yellowstone and Mantis, if you can pay those off earlier, absolutely do it. I don't think they have any fees on early payback. I'm not sure. I don't work with them.
They do.
Oh, they do? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What I would recommend is just get those two out of the way. I know Everest, once you have the Everest loan, what you can do, because this will also make your FICO go up, your credit score. Is that 600? 600, it's a little below average. You know, I'm going to be honest with you. It's not the greatest. It's not the worst. Now, what you can do, get those four done. Once you are done with that, don't take out any more loans. Don't ask anybody. If somebody calls you besides me, you know, asking for money, don't do anything. Just keep these right now. I will give you a call back in November, or you know, if you want, you can send. I won't do anything with your file or anything like that. If you want to, I can just hold on to your information. That way, you don't have to gather it all around. And in that way, I can take a look at your file. Once you are done with those and you have just the Everest, I can refinance that one, and I can probably give you a little bit more money. Now, you are right on the relationship thing. You do have to. You're going to have to establish relationships somewhere. Going to five different places is not going to help that at all. That's what a lot of the working capital loans are all about. It's because of the relationship. You have to establish, think about it like this. It's unsecured cash. So, you know, we're not going to come after you, you know, and take your house. You know, we're just giving you this money on your word that you're going to pay it back. So that's why it's going to be a little bit different. So that's why the relationship is so important for every single one of us. The nice thing with us is that we've been around for 14 years, and that's what we're looking for. We're looking for relationships. What we're looking for, you just told me that you want to be able to give a banker call and be like, hey, I need $15,000 for this and this. That's what I want to establish with you. We're actually one of the first companies to deal with working capital loans too, just FYI. And so that's my recommendation. Get rid of those four, the OnDeck, the Knight, Yellowstone, Mantis. Just keep, if you have the Everest, I can give you a call, you know, mid-November. I can still follow up with you, you know, November. And we can revisit this, and then I can definitely, probably, absolutely get you something for the refinancing Everest, or even give you a little bit more.
Yeah, because what I'm looking to do is just squash it, you know. Because I had OnDeck. See, I've ruined a good thing with OnDeck.
Mm-hmm.
I've had them for 10 years.
Okay.
You know, they loaned me $42,000, and I was only making $12,000 a month.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Okay. Curious, what's your annual sales looking like?
$490,000.
Okay. Are you on track to beat that this year?
Oh, I've exceeded my expectations already this year.
Oh, nice.
I was only supposed to do $350,000.
Oh, wow. So you crushed that. Good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now that's.
I used to do $790,000 to $1 million a year.
Yeah.
What happened was I took a job. I won a job for Metrolink out here in Los Angeles for the train station, and I did. We won the job, so I ended up having. I couldn't afford to do the job. It was $2.2 million.
Mm-hmm.
So I sold the job. The company that hired me, or the company I sold the job to, hired me to run the job because no one could do the work. So they hired me to run the job. I finished the job making it $5.8 million.
Wow.
So then the guy that I was working for offered to insert a bunch of money into my company. But mm-hmm. He passed away. He died.
Sorry to hear that.
So I lost that opportunity. So when I went back to work for myself, I had to start with nothing again and build it up. I took it over. I went back to work on October 31st of last year. So I've increased well above my projections for 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
And I had two guys stiff me for 80 grand on top of all this.
Yeah, that hurts.
So
did you go after him with a baseball bat?
No, I'm suing them in court, which
good.
I then will get my money. But it's a matter of if I didn't have those that $80,000 loss, I wouldn't be on the phone with you today.
Right, I gotcha.
And you know, I wouldn't be in this situation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, you know, I appreciate and I respect what you're telling me, and hopefully maybe in the future we can do business. If you don't think consolidating all this just to get zero cash out but get a smaller payment in a longer term will work, then I completely understand that too.
Well, just because I deal with business owners all the time. I deal with so many businesses, it's unreal. And the only thing that I... just from what you told me, I know that it's not going to be anything that's going to help you. It's going to be either, you know, something that, like, I can get you harder numbers. I mean, you don't have to take it or anything like that. That's one thing I can do if you want me to do that. Like, I can absolutely take a look at your business on paper, you know, and see if I can actually do something for you. You'd have to get me all these the loan contracts. But that's absolutely something I can do, and you don't have to pull the trigger on it. Like, I won't even, you know, run your credit or anything like that. But I'll just go off of what you told me, 600, and I can definitely get you a little bit harder numbers. But I know that Yellowstone and Mantis and Everest, those guys are, you know, that those aren't really good companies. I'm not going to, you know, I'm not trying to be rough or anything. Yeah, so I
but
really
see,
think...
the problem in this business that
mm-hmm.
nobody will talk to you. That's a worthy value, except like On Deck is the majority of the company that'll do construction groups.
Mm-hmm.
Because these guys here in my industry, just like your industry, got a bunch of slime balls.
Yep.
You know? And my guys, they'll get the money, withdraw the money, go open a new bank account somewhere else and screw the lender.
Mm-hmm.
You know? That's just how these guys do business. That's not how I work. I'm trying to be the up and up guy, and you know, I'm trying not to be over leveraged, but it happens in this construction industry. And the way the economy is right now, that's kind of where you have to do it if you want to make it work.
Oh, sure. Yeah, no, I trust me, I understand. I work with a lot of construction companies. That's pretty much like the majority of our business is construction. And like I said, that's one of the things that we do. I'm here to help you. You know, I don't want to hurt you at all. I'm not one of those,
uh-huh.
you know, those slime balls. That's why I'm being upfront. You know, you said no bullshit. I'm not bullshitting you.
Yeah.
The thing that business owners get in trouble with doing is doing these little band-aid loans, taking out more loans to cover other loans. That's the worst thing that they can do. If you can, because you said you had seven, you know, negative days, don't have any negative days. Mm-hmm. The best way that you can help yourself, no negative days, and quit taking out loans. You know what I mean? I'm not saying that you are just constantly taking out loans, but no negative days, no taking out loans, help your credit go up. That's the best thing you can do for yourself. So, like I said, I would love to do business with you, Tony. I really would. And from what I'm looking at right here, I don't think I'm going to be able to get you what you're looking for. My recommendation is really just to pay off all of those until you get to Everest. And I can, you know, I'll follow up with you every so often, or actually I'll just call you back in November, see where you're at. And when you have just the Everest left, because I wanted to get you out of that Everest one and put you into a better program. And, you know, refinance that, get you a little bit more money, possibly. And that would be the best thing I can offer you. Now, like I said, I can, if you want me to, I can take a look to see if I can get you something right now, but I'm not promising anything.
I don't want another loan. I want to get out of what I'm in.
Right.
That's all I want to do.
Yeah, I got you.
Well, I don't want any more money. I just want to take what's left in these loans and just consolidate them into one and get me into a smaller payment, longer term, and then let the business carry itself for a while and see where it goes.
Sure. Well, okay. Well, why don't we do this, Tony? I don't know if I have your email, but I will stay in touch with you. If you want, you can send me, if you just want to just send me just the bank statements and just the contracts, that'll be fine. And I can take a look at it and maybe understand a little bit more of what possibly could do for you, and I'll even give it to my supervisors and talk to my underwriters about it. That's something I can do for you. I'm not going to like run your credit or anything like that, but this is just like a, you know, a pre-underwriting thing to have here and just to look at and, you know, give you a little bit better.
Send me an email and I'll forward you.
Okay. Let me see here. I think I have a file. All right. What's a good email for you, Tony?
It's tony.nizzo.
Okay.
At shorebreakelectric.com.
Electric.com. Okay. Yeah, so I'll send you an email. Yeah, absolutely. And they'll just have a little list of things. No, you don't have to do all of them. You can just do them, you know, a little bit. The only thing I'm really asking for is the bank statements and the contracts, the current loan contracts. And then I can actually talk to my underwriters and my supervisors and see if there's really anything I can do for you. I'll explain the situation and all that stuff. I mean, I'm one of the senior reps over here, and I deal with this all the time. So I really want to help you out, and I really want to do business with you. So.
Okay. I appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. And I'll be in touch, right? It'll have my contact information. Anytime you want to give me a call, go ahead and give me a call. And I'll touch base with you in a couple weeks.
All right, thanks.
All right, man. All right, Tony. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Bye.